Staying Alive by David Wagoner. Staying alive in the woods is a matter of calming down at first and deciding whether to wait for rescue, trusting to others, or simply to start walking and walking in one direction till you come out or something happens to stop you. By far the safer choice is to settle down where you are and try to make a living off the land, camping near water, away from shadows. Eat no white berries. Spit out all bitterness. Shooting at anything means hiking further and further every day to hunt survivors. It may be best to learn what you have to learn without a gun. Not killing, but watching birds and animals go in and out of shelter at will. Following their example, build for a whole season, facing across the wind in your lean-to. You may feel wilder, but nothing, not even you, will have to stay in hiding. If you have no matches, a stick and fire bow will keep you warmer, or the crystal of your watch, filled with water, held up to the sun, will do the same in time. In case of snow drifting towards winter, don't try to stay awake through the night, afraid of freezing. The bottom of your mind knows all about zero. It will turn you over and shake you till you waken. If you have trouble sleeping even in the best of weather, jumping to follow with eyes strained to their corners, the unidentifiable noises of the night and feeling bears and packs of wolves nuzzling your elbow. Remember the trappers who treated them indifferently and were left alone. If you hurt yourself, no one will comfort you or take your temperature. So stumbling, wading, and climbing are as dangerous as flying. But if you decide at last you must break through, in spite of all danger, think of yourself by time and not by distance, counting wherever you're going by how long it takes you. No other measure will bring you safe to nightfall. Follow no streams. They run under the ground or all into wilder country. Remember the stars and moss when your mind runs into circles. If it should rain or the fog should roll the horizon in around you, hold still for hours or days if you must, or weeks, for seeing is believing in the wilderness. And if you find a pathway, wheel rut, or fence wire, retrace it left or right. Someone knew where he was going once upon a time, and you can follow, hopefully, somewhere, just in case. There may even come, on some uncanny evening, a time when you're warm and dry, well-fed, not thirsty, uninjured, without fear, when nothing, either good or bad, is happening. This is called staying alive. It's temporary. What occurs after is doubtful. You must always be ready for something to come bursting through the far edge of a clearing, running towards you, grinning from ear to ear and hoarse with welcome, or something crossing and hovering overhead as light as air, like a break in the sky, wondering what you are. Here you are face to face with the problem of recognition, having no time to make smoke, too much to say. You should have a mirror with a tiny hole in the back for better aiming, for reflecting whatever disaster you can think of to show the way you suffer. These body signals have universal meaning. If you are lying flat on your back with arms stretched out behind you, you say you require emergency treatment. If you are standing erect and holding arms horizontal, you mean you are not ready. If you hold them over your head, you want to be picked up. Three of anything is a sign of distress. Afterward, if you see no ropes, no ladders, no maps or messages falling, no searchlights or trails blazing, then chances are you should be prepared to burrow deep for a deep winter.